Tonight,
Will gets stuck in the toilet.
Ethan gets attacked by rats.
Will gets run over by a bus.
Ethan gets shit on by a flock of birds.
Will gets eaten by a tiger.
Ethan gets stuck down a well.
Will finds the end of a rainbow.
We both get abducted by aliens.
We both get probed.
We both wake up in the same bed together.
We're at home.
We look into each other's eyes.
Did we drink too much last night?
What happened?
Where's Billy? Welcome back to The Nerve with Ethan and Will.
As always.
We're back again on another Thursday for episode 9.
Usually it's Tuesday.
Yeah, we're not recording on a Tuesday, it's a Thursday today. Happy Thursday, Will.
Happy Thursday indeed. We went down the pub, didn't we?
Yeah. This is the week of being able to go out and be a human again, in some regards. So Tuesday, our recorded night, we had a writing session at the pub.
We did. Writing session
in air quotes
with the little wiggly fingers
with the wigglers. Yeah, so that's what we did on Tuesday night, so we didn't get to record until tonight. And it's hard doing on a Thursday because it's the end of the fucking week and I'm fucking knackered. But yeah, happy Thursday.
Well, it's Friday Eve, isn't it?
It's Friday Eve, thank fuck for that.
I was a bit rough on Wednesday.
Were you a bit rough on Wednesday?
I was a bit rough on Wednesday.
Yeah. I was a bit dusty, but well, I was all right.
A bit dusty.
Yeah, I woke up a bit dusty, yeah. But blew the cobwebs off and I was all right.
Back to work.
Yeah. Did you carry on drinking when we got? Of course you carried on drinking when we got home. I think I had one vodka.
Did you?
Yeah, I think so. This podcast is sponsored by me drinking Monster. So I don't know how this is going to pan out. I've not mixed it with any alcoholic beverage yet, but I'm currently just trying to soak in the caffeine.
Stop talking in tongues.
Yeah. So as the episode goes on, then I can start getting more animated. Just calm me down. Just remember, I'm having a monster and possibly a heart attack. So if we dive straight into the emails, because we've literally been inundated with nothing. Once again.
You fucks. Can someone please?
Well, we had Audio Boom email us.
Oh, that's good of them.
Yeah, your subscription is ready to renew. Yep, thank you, Audio Boom.
Excellent.
I'm aware.
Cheers, Audio Boom.
Actually, before that, I'm sorry for last week, for an episode that's going to come out, that the episode that was released today on Thursday. I didn't release it until end of the fucking day, so I'm really sorry about that. I didn't schedule it all week, and I was meant to schedule it, and I just completely forgot.
Because I went to listen to it this morning.
Yeah.
Because obviously I love the sound of my own voice.
Yeah, of course. Why else would you listen to it?
I was like, oh. And the only one up there was Step Ship, What Are You Doing? Which is still a fantastic name.
Yeah. But it wasn't the right one.
I'm sure I've listened to that one. I'm sure we're on episode 8.
Yeah.
But
my fault. Completely my fault. So yeah, so sorry listeners or listener. You didn't get your podcast on time, but it's out there, and I got it out there.
In the wild now.
It's out in the wild.
Go catch it.
Much like this shall be next Thursday. We've run out of our buffer. We did have a 3-week buffer, if you'll remember, but we're now literally at the bone.
We quickly
spent our buffer. But it's the penultimate episode. We've got a bit of a we've got episode 10 sort of planned, and we've got a bit of a surprise coming, sort of. So yeah. You'll just hear that in a couple of weeks' time.
We're going to do it on a boat.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
Yeah?
In the sea. In uncharted waters. That's why we've got to be on a boat, because of the illegal activities that we're going to be partaking in.
Well, I thought it might be wacky to do it in a boat, but on land.
Ooh.
That'd be insane.
That would be
it?
Insane.
Doing a submarine in the air.
What?
Bloody hell.
That's like a blimp. A zeppelin. Look at it, it's a zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
We also had an email from a guy called Carlos. I don't think his name is actually Carlos. He's from podstatus.com. He just said, basically, at one point last week, we were number 37 in the improv category in the United Kingdom, which I thought was incredibly fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, we dropped very, very significantly.
Was that out of 37?
No, yeah. Yeah.
If so, not so significant.
No, it was out of whoever's got an improv chart.
Yeah,
podcast. So yeah, well, however many that is, I don't know. But yeah, we're not. If you look now, we're probably not there. Hopefully, we're higher. But I think when I checked, we were very, very much below. So yeah, it was nice to get that email for a brief couple of mins.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's good.
Who was it? Who is this person? What is his affiliation?
No affiliation.
What business does he have?
He's from podstatus.com.
What business have you here, sir?
Fuck knows. How to get her email address, I suppose, it's from Audio Boom, I guess.
Was it to the nerve at Call to the Faithful?
Yeah, it wasn't to me personally.
Maybe he's listening to the podcast.
Oh, I hope so, that'd be lovely. Hi, Carlos, if you're listening, send us another little message. We also, and thank you for listening, whoever you are, but we had a listener in, I don't want to get this wrong now, but I want to say Paraguay. Like,
wow.
Some weird country, not a weird country, but some country that I'd be like, why would we have any affiliations? Like, it's wicked, like somebody out there is listening. Let me get the analytics up. This is what's going to... If you don't send emails in, I'm going to talk you through the podcast analytics. That's what's going to happen. So just stop me from talking through podcast analytics. Send fucking emails in so we've got some fucking content for this little bit of this fucking podcast.
This is where we've got... It's episode 9 and we're talking statistics.
Who doesn't like a good statistic? I could talk about Formula 1 instead.
Oh, we've done that.
Do you know what I mean?
We did that 4 out of 9 episodes, I think.
Yeah. And I could do it some more.
You could do a whole series on it.
Sorry, Burma.
In Burma?
In Burma.
Oh, that's my Burmese roots.
Your beer, yeah. I forgot you were from Burma.
Burmese Will.
Burmese Will. So somebody in
that's
Burma.
Cool. It turns out our Burmese friend.
Our US listener hasn't listened for a while, so that's a shame, isn't it? But yeah, we're not going too bad. We've had over 218 listens now. I say over, we've had exactly 218 listens as we say this. Hopefully that'll go up by 2 by next week.
Here's to hoping.
We've had 14 listens on the last episode. Episode 7 was 14 listens. That's not bad, is it? People are getting into it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. See, if you are one of those listeners, email us.
Episode 1 had 1 listener. Episode 2 had 2 listeners.
I'm sure I looked at episode 1 before and it had more listeners than 1. Do you know what I mean? Because
but definitely more people have listened to episode 1.
Yeah.
100%.
I don't understand why it's now saying 1. Unless it's because it's April.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
People are going back through.
Episode 1 has had 49 listens in this entire time. Isn't that nice?
Crikey, mate.
Crumbs McGee. Well, that was the emails.
How did you hear about my street name?
I went to buy some street heroin and they said, go to the bald guy, Crumbs McGee. And I had to slip it into conversation to make sure you were the right guy.
Yes.
But you've responded with the passphrase. Are you talking about me? Which was the passphrase. So I'm glad you've done that. So yeah, that was the emails and shit section, / analytics section, because none of you fuckers send us any emails. Just to compound the fact that we have no listeners. So yeah, thanks for that. And
cheers, cunts.
Cheers, bye. So this week, Will and I had a long conversation about moving to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Not out of any immediate plans to do so, because obviously any sort of travel is pretty locked down right now. But
we can't do it.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be nice to immigrate? When I was a kid, my mum used to talk about moving to Australia all the fucking time, and I used to be like, why would I want to leave this country? I was born here, I don't want to stay here. And then, but why? What a stupid little twat I was.
Well, the world seems a lot bigger when you're smaller.
Oh.
I think. Because I used to be the same.
Yeah.
Like Christmas, for example.
Yeah.
The thought of spending Christmas anywhere other than my house was... terrifying.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, how is Santa going to get his presents there for a start?
Yeah, exactly. What's he going
to
do?
Somehow he managed to find me at yours, but
yeah,
that's for another day.
We leave that to him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's magic.
Well, it's a bit like Ouija boards we slot up to the episode. We don't understand. We don't understand that, so we can't really get involved. Can we?
We don't understand it.
No.
We just accept it.
Yeah.
Good on Santa. But yeah, the idea of going anywhere else. And now I think, that people I know are in Australia. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
see it. People just fuck off there all the time. and people live and move different places all the time. Yeah. Why wouldn't we?
Yeah, well, your sister, she lives in Berlin.
She's lived in a couple of places.
Yeah.
She moved...
And actually, going back to the last section, I can see how your sister isn't listening, because we haven't got anyone in Berlin or Germany listening.
Yeah, we've got no listeners from Berlin. You've been fucking rambled.
Sorry.
Unless she's... is there a way you can... Is it VPN?
Yeah, maybe that's somebody in the Burma person. Maybe that was on a VPN.
Maybe.
Anyway, I've merged 2 seconds. I'm so sorry.
It's going to
be terrible for our editor to edit out. That's me. Oh, no, there is Germany. 1.9% of listeners in Germany.
Boom. That'll be my sister.
There's Charlie. Hi, yeah. Charlie.
Because I'm sure she has listened.
Yeah.
But yeah, she lived in Norway for a little bit, I think. Yeah. In her gap year.
Oh, my gosh.
In a gap year. Okay. I'm going to get my ass kicked.
It's yeah, like that's why I'm not saying anything.
Yeah. But no, she did a couple years at uni.
Yeah.
And then did a year in Norway.
Right.
And then I think did her last year in Leeds again or something like that. Or vice versa, whatever it is.
Oh, she went to Norway for 2 years.
For a year. So you can do like a year abroad, still doing the same course, I believe, something like that. Probably won't have to happen after Brexit. Cheers, Dad.
Yeah. I can't believe we can't travel. What the fuck's that happening? What? Yeah, we told you, mate. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and it.
Yeah, fuck me.
Well, that's one of the reasons I thought, oh yeah, definitely vote Remain.
Oh, mate, you know.
Like, obviously, I didn't go uni. I had no fucking interest.
No, me neither.
I hate education.
Oh, mate.
Well, that sort of education, sitting in a classroom.
Yeah, you're not really. Going to university to be something that requires a doctor, being a doctor.
Yeah.
You're going to learn a lot. But
I wouldn't want that amount of responsibility, though.
I don't think I could cut into somebody else like that. I just don't know if I could. It's a bit weird,
isn't
it?
Not a chance.
Yeah. And TV shows really glamorise doctors' lives, you know?
Oh, they do.
Do you know what I mean? You think, I wouldn't mind doing that. Then you talk to your friends. They're like, no, stay away.
Don't join the dark side.
Yeah. I mean, I've got friends that are nurses and stuff, and they love their job, but they're like, don't ever do it.
Yeah.
It's fucking awful.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, they get treated like fucking crap.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
The government.
Yeah.
The Tories.
Oh, who?
The Tories. Are we going to go into that again?
No.
Go into an hour-long spiel about how we fucking
weird.
Hate the government.
Isn't this weird, though? We started this little chat on...
Talking about immigrating.
Yeah, oh, no, and now we're talking about Tories. Quickly, isn't that weird? How always Tories and immigration go hand in hand.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. But no, we were talking about moving to Australia, weren't we?
Yeah.
Or find a bit of land.
Anywhere. Yeah.
Be self-sufficient.
That's what I want.
Get all the lads along.
Yeah.
I'd do the band and the podcast from...
Yeah, from wherever we want.
Million acre farm. Mm.
Well, that's the thing. If you're living in a hot place, yeah, okay. I like skiing, right?
Mm.
I'll probably have to give that up if I wanted to be self-sufficient, yeah? Because it's hard to fucking man-make snow. But apart from that, if you wanted to be in fucking Australia, right?
Do it out of mud.
What else would you fucking do? Like, you got so much to do out there.
Where should you go?
Massive bit of land. What else would you need?
You could go proper skiing, couldn't you? On the water.
Yeah, so this is funny, and I hope she listens to this episode. I think she's starting to catch up, so I'm happy so she'll hear this. My missus reckons when you say skiing, like I can ski, like you're referring to water skiing.
Yeah.
Now, everybody else I've spoken to, and please email us at thenervecourse.com to gauge what the audience reaction is, but I would say skiing. If I said to you, Will, hey, Will, I'm going to go skiing this weekend, what would you think I was doing?
Snow skiing.
Yeah, like going to the Alps.
But this is the thing.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone says water skiing.
Yes.
No one says snow skiing. They just say skiing.
Yes. Isn't it?
She lived in a different world though, mate.
Oh, mate, she grew up in Victorian times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a castle.
Yeah, innit? Grew up in Hogwarts.
South of France.
Yeah, we're just going skiing. I'll get the boat ready. What are you talking about? Fucking hell.
Can't put a boat on snow?
No, innit? Idiots. So yeah, that's what that little reference is there for. But we were talking about moving to Australia because it's just sick of this fucking cold, aren't we?
Yeah.
It always happens, just freezing right now.
We find ourselves begging for summer, don't we?
Yeah.
But then, because we're not prepared in this country for summer.
Yeah.
There's no bloody aircon.
We're not prepared for anything.
Aircon's just standard in Australia, I would assume.
Oh, aircon seems to be standard in most parts of the country.
Just figures there again.
Yeah, I mean, most parts of the world, apart from England, it seems aircon's fairly standard.
Yeah.
Like in the US, they have aircon everywhere. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Everywhere's
got aircon. Because they get hot yeah. summers and they're ready for it and yeah. whatever. We get the 4 days that are really fucking hot in the year, but like unbearably hot.
Yeah.
And English hot is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, because it's not like, nice hot.
No, it's like humid hot.
Yeah, it's just like you're being
we're
cooked.
So green.
It's like you're in a fucking
you're being broiled.
Yeah. Oh.
Like a fucking lobster.
Oh, yeah, innit?
Whatever noise a lobster makes.
Yeah, well, I think that. What does the lobster say? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that famous song.
Yeah. Ring, ding, ding. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, it's so fucking, it's just horrible. Like, but in the winter, like, right, this is my least favourite season because, like, it's getting sunny, but it's still cold.
Mm.
Like, I keep turning the heating off and then it's too cold. So I've turned the heat back on. I don't know where I stand right now. I hate that. No. I just want to know what's going on.
Yeah. So one second in the van, I got the fucking heat blasting.
Yeah, innit?
Then I got it cold as fuck. I'm giving myself cold, mate.
Yeah, innit? Well, that's the thing. I got back to my car today after working and my car was fucking boiling. But it was cold outside, but it was boiling on the inside.
Because the sun's fucking blasting down it.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucked up.
Yeah. I hate this part. I hate spring.
My girlfriend told me this because a glacier has melted somewhere and that's sending over cold wind, apparently. Well, that's what she says.
Yeah.
She's
a famous meteorologist as well, isn't she?
She doesn't, yeah. What the fuck does she know? She's not a weather person.
It's got a weather balloon up there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is a very good explanation to why this would be happening.
The sun's beating down on my head.
Yeah, isn't it?
My bald head.
Your bald head.
Yeah.
You're bald. Fucking hell, you are, aren't you?
Well, yeah, started going the other day.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Okay, yeah, I've been trying to hide it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was hoping no one noticed. No, I've done it quite well.
Yeah. Really. Yeah, not noticed that at all, really. Yeah.
But apparently, yeah, that's the explanation. So emigrate to Australia, and I think that would solve a lot of our problems.
Yeah, yeah. So is Australia the go-to? Is that where you would want to go? Like, if anywhere, it would be Australia.
I don't bloody know. I mean, I've never been to Australia.
No, me neither.
But like we said, I mean, to move to other places that don't speak the English language, I'm pretty fucking lazy.
That's a very good
truth
point,
be told.
Isn't it? Yeah, true.
I'm pretty fucking lazy.
You could go to the US. They speak English.
Yeah, nah. It's
pretty backwards for me.
That's a bit fucked, I know.
Yeah, but Australia is incredibly conservative. You know that?
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, they're quite, you know.
Well, if I can find a bit of land close to the outback.
That's the thing, though.
Just away from people.
What I would like is to live somewhere like that isn't a country. Just a bit of no man's land. Do you know what I mean?
Like your own island.
That's what I would like. Yes, I would.
Richard Branson.
I would love that. And I'd call it Fuck Off Island.
Yeah.
So no one could come in. Or can we go to Fuck Off Island? No,
fuck off.
This is where I fucking live.
Yeah, isn't it?
And my family would live there for generations.
We'd
cut ourselves off from society.
Just friends and family.
Yeah, isn't it? That's what I'd like.
Everyone would be fucking inbred in a few years, though, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but I'll be dead by then, so I don't give a shit. I'm gone.
That'd be like your lasting legacy.
Yeah.
The inbred mutants of Fuck Off Island. Founded by Ethan Coyce. That'd be you on Wikipedia, mate.
Yeah, that'd be lovely, mate. There's my legacy.
But like The Hills Have Eyes. Have you ever seen
that? No, I've never seen The Hills Have Eyes.
It's basically the same story.
God, do you review films?
It might be condensed a little bit.
You really painted a picture there with words.
I did.
No, I haven't seen it.
William fucking Shakespeare.
Yeah, but I do want an island. I'd love an
That'd
island.
That'd be fucking beautiful.
Wouldn't it be nice to have an island? Mr. Beast, I think I've spoken about him on the podcast before.
Mm.
He gave someone an island once. It's like, the fuck are you doing? I want that island.
He gave someone an island?
Yeah, it was worth $800,000. He gave it to someone. That's what he does, though, isn't it?
800,000 quid?
Yeah.
What, dollars?
Yeah.
That's about £400,000.
Yeah.
I mean,
get a mortgage on
that's
that.
That's doable.
It is doable.
I mean, not out of the question.
No, but I suppose the question would be sheltering yourself, getting services and all that sort of stuff. That would cost some money, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Getting all the materials shipped out there.
Couldn't pop down to Londis, could you?
Couldn't pop down. I can't even call it Turkish Londis, because where would it be?
Well,
what would you call your
Londis.
Island? Fuck off Londis, yeah, that's what it'd be. Yeah, what would you?
I'd call the island Londis. Get sponsored by them.
Imagine if you were allowed to do
just
that.
Pretend I'm a shop, they'd send all the
buying a franchise for your island.
They'd have to send all the produce.
Mate, you would get robbed by pirates so often.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Got all the tobacco there.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking Freddos.
I'd have to build a wall,
would your currency be, though? What would you do?
Oh, fucking hell.
Do the blockchain-based cryptocurrency system, I suppose, wouldn't you?
Well, can we get Wi-Fi?
Well, you've got to pay for the service, isn't you? Of course, you can get Wi-Fi. You can get Wi-Fi anywhere now. You get satellite internet, but you just got to pay for it.
Mm.
How would you pay for it? What would you be doing on your island?
That's the thing.
If you're
going to
cut yourself off, you know what I mean?
Sell places on my island?
Well, your island's going to... So this island that Mr. Beast gave for 800,000 wasn't that big. Like, it wasn't like a...
How big is it?
Like a mile... not even a mile by a mile, like a mile, not even a mile long, I don't think.
I have a holiday destination there. On half of the island. And then the other half is mine.
Oh, what, like an Airbnb?
Mm.
Yeah.
Have it on Airbnb as well.
Yeah, of course. And then just fence it off so they can't go through to your land.
Yeah. I'd have a big fuck-off wall.
Yeah, some Komodo dragons.
And then a veg patch.
Yeah.
Couple of cows.
Yeah.
Not for milk, or beef.
What, for sexual gratification?
Just to ride about. That's how I get around the island. Oh,
you would drive your steer.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Bishop. Is it just me with blinkers on?
Don't spook the Ethan.
Whoa.
Let me get you some sugar cubes, Ethan. Why have we mentioned this so many times?
I don't know.
You with blinkers on.
Helps me not get scared.
I think we could generally live a happy life like that.
Oh, mate, I'd love that. So, like, Pablo Escobar had it right, because he didn't exactly build an island.
Oh, you smoothly transitioned to that.
So smooth. Professional, mate. I'm a professional.
Didn't you?
Because Pablo Escobar, he was in Colombia, but he made his own little fucking...
In where, mate?
Colombia. And he made his little fucking prison. The Catedral. La, 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 la.
I was literally just reading about that.
Yeah.
He offered to turn himself in.
Yeah.
If he was allowed to build his own prison.
Yes.
What the
fuck? Have you not watched Narcos?
No.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's fucking there.
No.
So basically, he said...
I've seen Blow.
I've seen what?
Blow.
Is that about Pablo Escobar?
No.
No.
It's got Pablo Escobar in it. It's got Pablo Escobar in it.
Oh, has it?
It's about the... I can't remember his name. He's a guy... Billy, just pull up who was in Blow. Obviously not the actor. I know it was Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp?
It was about George... Jung. He was a cocaine peddler.
Right.
So it follows his life.
Yeah.
And he starts off just dealing weed on the beaches of California.
Yeah.
And then slowly moves up and up into the upper echelons.
Oh, I see.
Of the drug smuggling business. And I think he works with Pablo Escobar at some point. So he was like the big... Again, fact check me on this. Because I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I think he was like peddling it all into the US.
Oh. Was he on a plane?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You've seen it.
I've not seen it.
Based on a true story.
I've not seen it, no. But they cover that in Narcos.
Do they?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's part of Narcos, yeah.
Yeah.
You should watch Narcos. It's really, really interesting.
I think I started watching it at some point.
It's hard because you have to read. It's all subtitled when Pablo Escobar. So which originally is annoying because you're like, what the fuck? But it actually... is quite nice, really, because it's like it's actually what happened. You know, he wasn't speaking English. It's not like, it's not some English actor doing a terrible accent. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? He's speaking Spanish.
I mean, that's better than the other option.
Do they speak Spanish in Colombia? Is that what it is? Is it Spanish?
I believe so. Yeah. Just a little side point to that point that you just made. Have you ever seen Valkyrie with Tom Cruise?
No.
Just a quick one on that, when they don't subtitle it.
Yeah.
It's based on people inside the German army trying to overthrow Hitler.
Yeah.
And they start off talking German and then it's sort of just this really clunky transition into everyone's talking English in an American accent. And it's just fucking utter bollocks.
God.
The premise of it's quite cool.
Yeah.
It's like a true story.
Yeah.
But how they fucking did it. They should, like you say, they should have just done it with subtitles.
Yeah,
and a different actor.
Yeah, totally. Well, it's a bit like, like Chernobyl. It's all British. There's some people speaking like Russian, but the people that were Russian at Chernobyl, they were speaking, a lot of them were like English speaking. Like,
really?
As the actors were. Like, you're like, I get why they do it, because obviously it's easier, but like at the same time, you just, that's why I liked how Narcos did it, basically. That's you know, it was good that they did it, but
I mean, I don't mind reading with subtitles anyway.
No, exactly. But yeah, he got to build his own cathedral just by La Catedrale. And he used to like smuggle like shit in, like his food trucks would come in, there'd be like strippers in the back and all that sort of shit. Like, and
it wasn't really prison for him, was it?
No, of course it wasn't. That wasn't, but that's obviously what he wanted, you know, because he was the most powerful man in Colombia at the time, apart from the government. Yeah. He was probably more powerful than the Colombian government.
Yeah.
I was about to say he did a great job, but like, because obviously he didn't. He tore apart fucking like millions of people's families. So he did an awful, awful thing.
Yeah.
But he was just fantastically rich.
It's a weird like juxtaposition though, because he did do good things as well.
Yeah, yes, that's the thing.
And this is the thing. Yeah. He's obviously a bastard.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But he also built schools and hospitals and things like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know loads about him. You probably know more about it than I do. But obviously he killed people as well.
Yeah.
The cartel.
Yeah, of course.
Who was he killing? People who worked for him, who fucked him over.
Yeah, people like that.
Opposite cartels.
Yeah, and also innocent people. Yes, innocent people get caught in the crossfire. There was a civil war because of him in Colombia.
Really?
Yeah, because he tried to run for president, and while he was on the run, he had basically people fighting for him. So it became, really quite dangerous. And, you know, you've got to think about it. He was making millions a day. Like an unfathomable amount of money. Like the reason I think I wrote him down in the show notes is because Grace and I were talking to you about about the Museum of Curiosities in Bethnal Green in London.
Mm.
And I took Grace there for her birthday 1 year. And down there, I've got a picture of it. I'll show it to you. Is allegedly, it is a hippo's head or a rhino's head, one of them, that is plated in gold. It's like wrapped in gold leaf or something.
What is it? An actual the head of
the
it?
Actual skull? The actual skull. Yes, they've obviously taken all the bones. They've plated it, and the plaque is it was Pablo Escobar's favorite hippo or rhino.
Right.
And it got donated to found its way to the Museum of Curiosities.
That's mad. That's very curious.
Mad museum. Yeah, it was run by a dandy. There was a people called dandies back in like I think 1980s. I don't know.
They're like,
for example, in the Museum of Curiosity is allegedly a jar of Amy Winehouse's shit and Kylie Minogue's shit and,
really?
and a pot of Russell Crowe's piss. Do you know what I mean? There's the Museum of Curiosities is odd. It is a really odd place. It's weird.
If I went in there and it was just a bit normal. If it was a normal museum, I'd be really pissed off.
Yeah, totally.
I'd be like, wow, this isn't curious at all.
Yeah, it's very curious.
Anything that's informative.
Yeah, isn't it? Very weird. Very weird place.
Do you reckon that's actually like Amy Winehouse's shit?
Well, apparently the guy...
Did it look like Amy Winehouse's shit?
The guy's still alive who owns it. Apparently he's had such a weird, varied life. And he's met so many people because of his life. Like, it could very, very... Like the circumstances he found himself in could have just been very much like, you know, and obviously I assume they did a lot of drugs together. He's an art collector or an art dealer or something. So I think he was, you know, got into the upper echelons quite easily. And then, yeah, I suppose at some point he would say, hey, Amy, give me a fucking jar of your shit if you don't mind.
I'm opening this museum. Now hear me out.
Yeah, in it. There's like a half goat, half something. Somebody's like stitched together. There's photos of this really weird, like, just weird, man. There's just some real weird
things. We got to go.
Yeah, let's go. Fucking
100%.
There's a cocktail bar above it, so you have a nice fucking drink afterwards to settle your nerves.
Try and forget all the horrific things I've seen in there.
Yeah, isn't it? But yeah, so he had a fucking hippo's head in there or rhino's head in there. It's really fucking weird.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's fucking... So yeah, but that's what Mr. Escobar was like, though. Because that's why there are... I'm going to say hippos now, because I'm sure it's hippos. There is now hippos in... Colombia because he brought them over. He imported exotic animals for his zoo, and then once everything fell and he died, they all escaped and they bred, and now they've got these exotic animals
fucking
in Colombia
running about the place. That is mental.
It is mental. And but that's how, you know, how much money do you have to have to import animals? Do you know what I mean?
You'd probably get bored, wouldn't you? Bought a load of houses.
Yeah.
Got a shitload of jacuzzis.
What more can you do?
Got a load of booze. I'll buy a hippo.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
It's just mental, isn't it? And rats were eating
slash
more money than
rhino.
Or both. Rats were eating his money. Do you know what I mean? They were spending shitloads of money.
Something else I read. They had to... Where is it? I literally just read it. And it was something like... Oh, yeah. According to his brother, about 10% or 2.1 billion was written off annually. And that's eaten by rats or destroyed by the elements. Or in some cases, it was simply lost.
That's fucking nuts, isn't it?
2.1 billion. An obscene amount of money that I'll never see in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Just, oh, yeah, the rats ate it.
Yeah.
I lost it.
And it.
The rain got to it.
There's probably some still buried around Colombia, just that people will one day find.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah,
that is fucking insane.
Like imagine, but like imagine that. You're just like,
how does he? What a life.
Yeah, but if you make that money legitimately, I suppose you can have a really good life because you can be free to do what you want.
There's no way you'd be able to make that money legitimately.
Well, yeah, not at the moment. It's I mean, everything's as we say, it's a race to the bottom right now. So,
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
100%.
But yeah, he's a very, I think he's a very interesting character. Like, he's done some awful shit, but I think that's part of what makes him interesting, you know.
Well, it's just part of history, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And we have to remember that. His son's got a book out. There's a son of his that he got, like, I think he was an illegitimate child or something from I'll have to get he was on the Chris Moore show a few weeks ago, and he wrote a book and released a book about being the son of Pablo Escobar, which is quite interesting, yeah.
Was he involved in his life, man?
No, apparently not. Apparently, yeah, this is why it's a bit weird. It's a bit more like, because I've only skim read about him, I thought, on the face of it, you just seem like a bit of a money grab. Like, you didn't know who he was. Like, you didn't live with him. You didn't know, do you know what I mean? You sort of think, I mean, you would, like, you know, but still, it's like, you didn't
know. Did any of his children inherit some of his fortune?
I don't know.
Was it all taken by
most of the money must have been seized. I'm sure. I mean, like, he's a clever bloke. Like, I'm sure he buried loads of cash, so they'd have had loads of cash somehow. But yeah, it would have been all illegal, wouldn't it? Because it had been, you know, drug money. So, you know, yeah, it's all fucking illegal, isn't it? Up and there.
That end of day.
That end of day.
But what a bloke.
Yeah. What a bloke.
What a bloke. What a life.
Been I've tried to stay away from it for a long time, but TikTok's got me somehow.
Oh, don't every break at work at the minute.
TikTok.
I sit there and I'm looking at TikTok and I'm like, oh, break's over. I've just sat for an hour.
Yeah.
Just scrolling through videos like a fucking mindless zombie.
Oh mate, it's horrible.
I wish I never knew about it.
Yeah, me too.
I fucked myself up.
Have you got your own account?
Yeah.
Fucking.
I've not posted anything.
No.
But I'm not going to post anything.
No, I've just been using the banned one to scroll through. I didn't want to make up my own account.
Oh, that's what I should have done.
Yeah.
So I'm just pouring a little drinky drink.
Yeah, a little drink. I've still got
It's Friday Eve after all.
It is Friday Eve. I've still got my peach energy drink.
Ooh.
I'm fucking. All I do at the moment is watch TikTok videos, like before bed, when I wake up.
Yeah.
Just fucking like. Yeah. And a lot of them are shit. Some of them, all you're doing is scrolling because it's just some fucking idiot just doing something mundane and you're like, why is this on the internet? And then suddenly someone does something funny, because there are lots of funny creators on TikTok. I really like, there's a lot of talented people.
Oh, 100%.
That's great. But there's some people that are posting shit and you're just like, mate, what are you doing?
It's just utter bollocks as
well. Yeah, like it's sort of like two nobodies recording a podcast. Do you know what I mean? Like, why would
the
you
nerve
do
of it.
The nerve. with Ethan and Will. But yeah, I don't get it.
Is it the name of the show?
I did get called out the other day. I had a socially distanced walk with Afraid of the Folly, Tom Davis. Say hi. And I got called out for talking about The Rock because we spoke about how...
Was he pissed?
Well, no, only because he said he enjoyed that how much we spoke about how self-indulgent he is whilst recording a podcast named for ourselves.
The Nerve with Ethan and Will.
Yeah.
But, unironically, we've called it The Nerve.
Yes, exactly.
Because we know that.
We're not sitting here burning the midnight oil.
But I also didn't rip the gates off my front yard to get to work.
No, because you'd have called a locksmith.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? I'd probably use it as an excuse.
Not to go to work.
I'm going to be half a day late, boss. Yeah. These bloody gates, they've done it again.
Oh, I've not been able to rip them off this time. But yeah, there are great TikTokers, but I just really, really wish I never found out what TikTok was, because now it's just watching TikToks. And then I wake up and my missus watching TikTok, I'm like, God, and I get annoyed at ever doing it. But then I'm like, yeah. that is quite funny. But it's just like, man alive.
It's just, I feel my brain rotting.
Yeah.
As I'm just scrolling through utter shite. Just so much I don't understand as well. It's made me feel really old.
Yeah. Now, do you remember Vine?
I didn't really get into it.
No, I didn't get into it either.
But it's like 6-second videos.
Yeah, it's pretty much a similar. I think it's very, very similar to TikTok. I mean, yeah. So, Jay Bass, he's got like 2.1 million views on one of his latest TikToks.
Is he?
Yeah. It's just It's a really. It's of a really nice Ferrari. But yeah, I don't know which one it is. I think it's the new one.
Fucking fair play.
But yeah, he's got like 2.1 million views or whatever. But the reason I say about Vine is because, I really get annoyed when I see TikToks that are, like, faked, because they're, like, saying, oh, like, look at this trick shot or look at this, and then you're like, well, that's obviously not real, right?
Mm.
And then that got me thinking, do you remember Joe Charman from Vine? He now does Instagram and Facebook videos, but he would do the skills videos. I've got skills.
What
are you going to do about it? That's it. Is he really doing it? Because I've seen some videos on TikTok which they're doing similar things, but they've edited it.
Really?
Yes. So I've seen the video, and it was like a video of them like explaining how it would be edited and how you would do it. So now it makes me think, is he really doing it?
Well.
Or not?
Who knows?
I'd like
Unless
to know.
He just tries it time and time again until it happens.
It's that same walking up, same pose, Hogwarts school.
Yeah.
Do you think? Maybe. Yeah, he could do that. That's totally fair. And obviously, over time, he would get quicker at doing it regardless, because obviously he would get more skillful.
He would actually gain skills through it.
Yeah. But do you know what I mean? I see this video on TikTok of these people, and I'm just thinking, man, alive. Is everything a lie?
Well, this is the thing, isn't it?
Akin. Although I am liking the life hack videos where people are like trying them out and they're just bullshit. I love that. I love that. I love bullshitting life hacks, because most of them are shit. Like that 5-minute crafts, like, oh, have you got like a folder binder, but you need a cup? These five simple tips will make you maybe able to make a cup out of this binder.
What, people try it and they just end up with a mess?
Yeah, well, it doesn't work. But it's all. But it's just, it's
well,
like,
I've got no binder now.
But it's also like, why would you be in a situation where you had nothing but a folder and you needed a cup?
Like, well, that's desperate for a cup.
Yeah.
Babe, we've got one in the cupboard. I need a cup, and all I've got is a binder.
Yeah. No, the kitchen.
It's like The Rock with his fucking gate.
Yeah, I've got to go to work.
Just pull the safety release. No, I need to make a cup out of a binder. I simply cannot continue with my day.
I need to make a scene.
Until I... exactly. Acting!
Yeah, so it just makes me question reality, really. What is real and what isn't real.
Oh, God, we should be questioning reality anyway.
Oh, mate.
I think we're all in a... What's the word?
A simulation?
Yeah, a simulation.
No, well, like The Matrix.
Yeah.
Hey, Domino's, you've got some vouchers.
But not those vouchers you give out to everybody.
It's a personalised.
But I'm sure...
What is that noise?
I don't know. It sounds like a chicken fucking dying. Is that a dog? Just being haunted by a fucking hellhound.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a fucking hellhound.
That's the only explanation.
Fuck, it only could be. Fucking hell. Really loud.
That is really fucking
really loud. Really loud. We're talking about you hoping that we would live in a simulation.
Well, I don't hope. I think it's fucking true, mate.
Mate, I do hope.
Do you?
This is just a simulation, yeah. Although, if this is the simulation...
What's outside?
Because fucking hell, this is awful.
Mate.
Do you know what I mean?
Mate, that fucking bends my brain.
Oh,
it's like when they say the universe is expanding. Into what?
Yeah.
What's outside?
Yeah. How is
Tell
it?
Tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah. Innit?
And then I just pass out.
Yeah. It's so hard to comprehend. It just makes you feel so small, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, fucking but we horrible. Should. We should. Yeah. 100%.
People need that perspective more often.
Oh, 100%.
Wake up!
This is what I think sometimes, like, you're on site. Oh, we need this job done today. We need this aircon in today. This is important.
Yeah.
I think, just imagine you're outside looking at the galaxy.
Yeah.
Looking at how small our Earth is. And in this tiny little space here.
Yeah.
Some cunt's moaning about his aircon.
In it.
Fuck off, mate.
In it.
It's a miracle we're here.
Yeah, it really is. And it's a miracle that we've been able to invent aircon.
You know, and my boss says, look, you can't keep saying this every time I'm asking to go to work. We do have to do something.
But yeah, it puts it into perspective. When, yeah, like 100%. When people start shouting about shit, you just think, mate.
Yeah.
It really does.
See, this
that.
Is why. Because I'm quite chilled out as an adult. I probably didn't used to be when I was younger.
No, I didn't either.
Used to be aggy and just anxious and... Ugh.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, eh.
Yeah, this waves. Just, yeah, it'll get
whatever,
done.
Whatever, mate.
Yeah, calm down, mate. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Take a chill pill. And that's the thing. Then because your boss starts putting pressure on you and stuff. But when you start learning to just be like, hey, don't worry about it, mate. As long as you tell your boss, it's cool. And as long as you do the work and they trust you,
that's
fine. And most of the time... If something can't get done in the time scale that they've wanted, and you say to them ahead of time, hey man, this ain't looking likely, I'm doing my best, but I just want to warn you that these particular things, it's going to hold us up.
Yeah.
He might shout at you, she might shout at you, they might have a go at you, whatever. Mm. But you're honest with them. And when it happens, you can say, hey, I've been honest with you, and they will respect that more.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know 100%. What I mean? It's when people lie and go, yeah, no, it'll be done. And they're like, the last minute, no, it's not done yet. That's what I fucking can't stand.
You got to manage expectations.
Yeah, man. And it's hard. I know it's hard to manage expectations, but it's easier to do that than to fucking have to go with your tail between your legs later on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
There's time and places for that sort of stuff, but most of the time, it's just easier to go, hey, we can't do this right now.
I ain't going
to
be done.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
That's simple, man. Yeah.
Most of the time, that's the case anyway.
Oh, mate,
Spend all day on fucking TikTok.
Watching somebody talk about tigers or whatever. There's a guy that talks about literally like animals, and he's like sat there and he's just like, I watched one, he was talking about like koalas, the dumbest animal. He said, I've always asked what like the dumbest animal is, and without doubt, it's koalas. And
Because
he said something like, they have to sleep 18 to 23 hours a day because all they do is eat.
Sounds smart to me.
Yeah, because all they do is eat eucalyptus leaves, which that's the only thing they will eat. But that gives them very, very little nutritional value, and they have to stuff their face full of it. But if you were to strip a eucalyptus tree off its eucalyptus and put it in a bowl for them to eat, they wouldn't eat it because they wouldn't recognise it as food. It has to come off. They have to sit off the tree. Their brain, apparently, the more wrinkles in your brain, the cleverer you are. There's one wrinkle in a koala's brain. And apparently it's so buffered with like fluid and stuff like that, they've basically got like a fucking like inbuilt crash helmet because of the amount of times a koalas fall out of trees.
Like an evolutionary thing.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Is fucking
and
jokes.
Apparently they've got so little like sense of perception. When it rains, they just sit there in the rain and wonder why they get wet the entire time. Then it starts raining and they start moving again.
Really?
Like mental. And have you seen sloths? Like, sloths are huge. I'm so glad they move slowly. Because imagine if that could
they're
fucking
terrifying.
They are fucking scary cunts, aren't they?
I remember watching Ice Age.
Yeah, and they're cute. Oh, what a cute.
Oh, they look quite cool. And then you see them in real life. They're called long salad finger fucking
They're fucking disgusting.
Claws and creepy smiley faces. Like, hello, I'm the demon from your nightmare.
Yeah.
Awful. The shadow in the background.
The unsuspecting victim.
That's what creeps me out the most, when they start singing Blink-182 songs at me.
Tom DeLonge comes out the bath, you know, with darkness in the valley, we can live like... Yeah, it's... They're fucking awful. And I saw a video of one crawling around a road, like crossing a road or something, and I was just like, mate...
Scratching across it.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Moving in just unnatural ways.
Yeah.
And it's at that point, I think, we're living in a simulation.
Yeah, that's totally fair.
Why the fuck is that alive?
Innit?
Well, is it? Why are koalas alive?
Yeah,
how the fuck do they manage to get all
what
this?
What eats a koala?
Just carry on along the evolutionary chain.
Yeah, innit?
Well, crash helmets.
Yeah. What's a koala going to do?
The fuck knows.
Do you know what I mean?
Wish I was a koala sometimes.
Oh, mate, it'd be fucking the ignorance
of fucking
bliss.
One wrinkle in my brain. Yeah. Not worried. No, I'm getting wet.
It's raining.
Don't matter.
Yeah.
Fall off a tree.
Yeah.
Don't matter. My species are so dumb.
Hello.
We've started building helmets inside our skulls.
Hello.
because we just fucking fall.
I think building is the wrong word, but yeah, I see what you mean.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah. Programming.
Yeah, binary.
Just so tan. Just so tan, it's a crash helmet into the evolutionary chain. Just being reckless with facts and things. This is all probably untrue.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I don't even know what a koala is. What is it? Is it real? Yeah. I mean, the word alone is just fucking ludicrous. I hope someone gets really annoyed at things being inaccurate.
Yeah, I love that. I hope
we are so inaccurate they'll wind someone up.
I really hope we just get inundated with emails.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
The nerve, called to the faithful.com.
It's the sort of stuff that will make people keep people up all night.
I'm so sick of you boys spouting shit. And it's like, yes.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Let the hate flow through you.
That was the plan all along.
I've been told off quite a lot this week for snoring.
Have you?
I've also had to moan about being hit in the face whilst me being asleep. Because that hurts.
What, knowingly?
Yeah, sometimes Grace will just elbow me in the face while I'm asleep. Because for some reason...
What, but does she know it?
No, she's asleep.
She says.
She says, anyway. But for some reason, she started to go to sleep with her arms above her head.
Oh, yeah, I remember her saying.
Like, what the fuck's going
like,
on there?
Like, perfect. Like...
Literally, like, in line with my fucking face.
Like a bow pulled back.
Yeah. And then she'll just, like, go to move and...
Fire.
Hit me right in the fucking face.
And well, maybe she's elbowing you. Quickly going back to that position. And then she's in the morning. She's it's really weird. I keep sleeping like this. Very, very strange.
Yeah, that's what I think's happening.
she's just fucking battering you in your sleep.
She had the audacity to me to say, look, you know, I know elbowing you is probably not very nice, but you're snoring. I said, no. Please do not put my snoring and you elbowing me in the face in the same category. Because getting woken up by snoring by noise is one thing. Yeah, being woken up by any sort of noise is one thing. But getting up by being hit in the face is a completely different kettle of fish.
Getting woken up by physical assault.
Yeah, that's awful. That's awful.
Pretty terrifying.
Yeah, because she hit me in the face.
To say the least.
She hit me in the face a couple of days ago and her elbow stayed on my face. And I had to like launch it off my face as she like turned over. And she was like, oh God. And then the next morning she was like, oh, I thought it was a bit rough. And I was like, yeah, you hit me in the face, Grace.
in the middle of me
in
sleeping.
In the middle of the night. I was hitting me in the face. Oh, Grace, let me please sleep. I'm really fucking tired. Yeah, it's fucking, really fucking hurt.
I can imagine.
Really fucking hurt.
And like I say, really fucking scary.
Yeah.
Isn't it? With all the fucking ghosts in our house as
well. I know. Glad
they don't come into
that.
My room.
Huh?
They don't come into my room.
What, you say that?
They did once.
Yeah. Never
they
again.
They went, fuck that.
Staying out of this guy's
that wife. Actually haunted their dreams.
Ooh. That's why they've not been around for a while.
Yeah. Well, apparently I snore as well.
Yeah, you fucking do snore, mate.
I've never heard it. Yeah, okay. I've never been there. Don't believe it,
so
mate.
I'm sitting watching Formula One. Oh, I'm really enjoying this. And then from the corner... I'm just like, fucking hell, mate. A couple of times I'm about to wake you up, aren't I? I'm like, mate, you're really loud now. I've been burping for so long. And after a while, I'm like, nah, I'm done there. Shut up.
See, I never realised I snored.
Mate, it was worse when we were in Lyon and we slept next to each other. And open mouth snort, mate.
Oh.
Especially because we were both pissed going to bed.
We were fucked.
Oh, mate. So yeah, like that fucking, that was fucking loud. But yeah, you do snore, and so do I. Still quite loud.
Yeah. But it's usually, I sleep on my back, and then my mouth is just wide open.
Yeah.
Like a fucking...
Dry.
Like a pelican.
Yeah. It's as dry as you're trying to swallow. And you're like,
well, I've had it before, where I've woken myself up by choking. Now, this is disgusting. By choking on my own spit.
Nice.
You know, like...
No, choking on my own cock.
No, I was awake when I did that. But like, you know, when you're sort of laying back and a bit, obviously your mouth naturally produces saliva.
Yes, I'm aware.
And it goes to the back. And I've woken up going, like genuinely gasping for fucking air. Yeah. And I've had to cough. And it's felt like I've got something in my lungs for the next couple of days. It's fucking horrible.
Not nice,
mate.
Is it?
No.
I woke up the other day with my cat's tail in my mouth.
A tin of beans.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally. I woke up with my cat's tail in my mouth the other night. That was lovely.
Really?
Yeah, drying my mouth out.
Oh.
She hadn't done it on purpose. I actually like dangled my tail in her. But I think she like laid between me and Grace and the tail obviously at one point.
Just in your mouth.
Yeah, fucking grim, man. Oh. Fucking grim. And the cat, every so often, every couple of days at 4 o'clock in the morning, it comes into the room purring its little fucking head off, wanting a stroke, wants to go under the quilt. I'm just like, bruv.
Morning, it, humans.
Yeah, isn't it?
Ready to start the day?
No. No, we're not.
No. Get the fuck out.
Fucking out. They're fucking annoying.
Yeah. Cats are.
Cats are fucking annoying. Kittens. The door is fine, really. Sometimes at 6 o'clock in the morning, she wants to go outside. And that's all right. That's manageable because it's only ever so often. But Shikari, little Dory's shit.
Chill.
Yeah. Shikari's still a fucking kitten.
Yeah. So she's just going to want to run around and play. But then she fucking sleeps during the day.
Yeah, she sleeps
all right. Wake the fuck up. Yeah, no. Get up. Boosh. Sleep at normal times, please.
Go to work, you fucking lazy bitch.
Start contributing to this fucking household.
Doesn't do anything, though. Doesn't even pick up her own shit, which is annoying. Yeah, I hate fucking cleaning litter trays. But do you want some sleep facts that I found whilst I was Googling this episode? Did you know that 12% of people dream in black and white? I did not know that.
Really?
Yeah, apparently so. I dream in full colour. Full 4K.
Full Technicolor.
Full Technicolor.
I mean, I think I dream in colour.
Apparently a lot of people dream, 12% of people dream in black and white. Wow. Isn't that mental? Isn't that mental how you could be like, we look at that, I think that chair there is green. And you will also say that that's green.
But like, then green could differ between your brain and my brain.
Exactly. What are you seeing and what am I seeing?
That's,
do you know what I mean?
Don't.
That's what fucks me up.
That fucking bends my head.
Isn't it? Like, what if like I'm seeing you like this, but like to me, that wall's cream, and to you that wall's cream, but actually it's red. But that's for you is cream.
What I would say is red. Yeah. You would say is cream.
Yeah.
But there's no possible way of knowing, is it?
No.
Because it's how your eyes and your brain perceive it.
Yeah. Mental, isn't it?
Oh, mate.
Oh, hurts.
But then
brain.
Do these 12% know that they're dreaming in black and white? Or are they just like, this is how everyone dreams?
Well, I assume so, because that's how they got the statistic that have asked a load of people, I suppose. Like, they'd wake up and go, I dream in black and white, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, but do you think before that survey, they just go through their lives
thinking that's how people dream.
Oh, of course. Everyone dreams in black and white.
Well, that's it. But sometimes that you think, but like I didn't realize some people don't have an inner monologue. Like I talk in my head. Like I have like a voice in my head that says shit.
James Earl Jones.
It's fucking Patrick Stewart in my head. and I fucking see pictures. That's how my brain works. Very visual. Right. And it's mental to think that some people don't have that, and it's different. Like they get.
I'm trying to think if I do. I don't know if I can categorise it.
Do you talk to yourself in your head?
I mean, I think so. Yeah.
Like, could you reply to yourself in your head? Could you ask yourself a question in your head and say it out loud?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
If I think about it, yeah.
Yeah, right. Fair.
I don't know if I do it day to day though.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It's a hard way of thinking.
When you try and think about these things.
Yeah.
Is it a thing, or have I just?
Fuck knows, mate. Fucking, I'd love to learn more about the brain.
I fucking would.
It's very interesting. Apparently, you can fucking regenerate your cells. so some more facts about sleep is, well, 2/3 of a cat's life is asleep. Well, goals.
That doesn't fucking support us,
mate. 11 days is the record for the longest time without sleep.
Really?
11 days. Imagine that.
I mean, that's fucked.
Yeah.
That is fucked.
Isn't it? It fucks me up that we have to sleep. Do you know what I mean? It fucks me up that we get tired.
Mm.
Like, I know that we get tired and we have to sleep because of that, but it fucks me up that that happens.
I mean,
like, why can't we just sit there and watch TV and then we get our energy restored and then we can go about our day the next day? Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, it's weird, isn't it?
This is why machines are the next step.
Yeah.
Few hours on battery.
Yeah.
Got all their energy back. So the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
oh, that's a scary thought. But, I mean, you say get tired. I spend my whole fucking life tired.
Yeah,
I spend every waking moment just eternally exhausted.
Looking forward to getting back to bed.
Yeah, I wake up. The first thought is, fuck, I can't wait to get back here.
Yeah, innit? Yeah.
Oh, God, let's get this shit show over with.
And then you open your eyes.
Yeah.
Do you ever jerk yourself awake?
Funnily enough.
As in, like, do you, like, twitch in the night?
Oh, I see.
But you like have that doing like wakes yes. you up? Yeah, that's good. That's apparently called a hypnic jerk.
Right.
Yeah, it's apparently when it's a thing where people. Yeah, because I sometimes twitch. Yeah, weird.
I do it. I do this thing. Like sometimes when I go gym, and if I've been doing, like, imagine a curling of the bicep motion.
Mm, yeah, the bicep curl.
And I fucking punch myself in the head.
When you're a spot.
Like, you know when you're drifting off?
Yeah.
And I'll full ball punch myself in the fucking head.
No, you won't.
No, seriously. This sounds like utter bullshit, but I promise you.
Mate.
I do it a fucking
lot. You winding me up?
No. I thought I told you this
No.
before. Honestly.
I've literally been talking about being elbowed in the face in my sleep, and you've now discovered, you're now telling me that you punch yourself
yeah,
in the fucking
remember,
face.
Mate, I forget things. Then I forget to bring things up.
We've just realised why your memory's so shit. Because you keep hitting yourself in the head.
I've made myself fucking punch.
Every night before bed, give myself a little black eye. Just like Mama used to do.
Just like that. Or just, it's quite often, like that. Just in my head. That'll be like that. Honestly, mate.
Can I take a video of it and put it on a highlight so when people listen to this podcast, they can go and see what you're doing?
Say what?
Can I make a video of this and put it on our highlights on Instagram so people can see the motion that you're doing? I can't believe you hit yourself in the head.
Honestly. Seriously. And I've done it, and I've had nights.
Just to feel something?
No, I've had nights where I've done it a couple of times, and,
no.
and I remember thinking, fuck, I just want to go to fucking sleep.
It's your body. No, stay awake. What the fuck?
I've been tortured by myself.
What the yeah?
Genuinely.
What? Has that been like since you were like a kid or like?
No, like it's usually when I've been going gym, and it's obviously like a muscle memory thing. When I've used that muscle in the day.
Yeah.
And I don't know, my fucking, some nerves twitching when I'm sort of halfway between being awake and being asleep.
Yeah.
But it's there. And it's obviously because I'm on my pillow, it's there.
Yeah.
Obviously, if I was laying down, it'd probably go like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. But as we sleep like that, it's like.
When if you've done squats, do you ever do squats in your sleep?
No, it's
you wake up and you're fucking, what am I doing? What am I doing? I'm squatting. Oh, fucking, let's go back to bed.
Funny you should say that. I reached a personal best.
In your sleep. Just doing the bed.
So, yeah, squatted 200 kilos in your sleep. But no, fucking, literally. I don't know. It's only that. It's only that movement.
That's madness, mate.
Yeah, I know. Now
absolute
that,
madness.
What the fuck is that?
That is fucking weird,
Mr.
mate.
Sleep fact.
Mate, I wish you told me this earlier on. I'd have researched it for you, mate.
I've told you before.
No, I never knew that. That's mad.
Mm.
Have you ever had any recurring dreams before?
Mm.
Have you?
I've had recurring dreams.
Yeah.
I have had lucid dreams.
Have you had a lucid dream?
I have had a lucid dream whilst trying to have a lucid dream.
Have you? Is that a recent thing?
Not mega recently, but in my adult life.
While we were living together or before previous? Okay.
No, I can't remember where it was now.
Yeah.
But recurring dream.
Yeah.
I have had this weird dream where I'm fighting these big werewolf monsters.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I know I've had a recurring dream, or I think, anyway.
Yeah.
It's because I had it once, and there was like a way, something I had to do to get rid of these weird werewolf vampire things.
Yeah.
And then I had another dream, and I remember being driven round in the back of a car by a monk. I said, I know how to do this, because I did it in the last dream.
Yeah.
And then I tried it, and it was a different thing.
I
had to find another way. But I remember specifically having the feeling of,
I've
done this before, and I did it this way last time.
That's really strange.
Genuinely. I also used to have a recurring dream where my family left me.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. Obviously, some fucking abandonment issues there. I should probably go see a therapist. But here we are.
We've got the podcast.
Writing a podcast.
Even better. This is free.
Yeah. I have had lucid dreams.
Yeah.
Well, I know I'm in a dream.
Yeah. And you've done stuff.
So, my first lucid dream, I fucking remember it, because I remember thinking, I'm in a fucking dream. I want to get out of this dream. And it was weird, like really colourful fucking buildings everywhere. That's all I remember.
Sounds fun.
And my dad was in there somewhere.
Wanking.
Always. I had another lucid dream, which was fucking terrifying, when I was in Ibiza.
Yeah.
Obviously, out partying.
Yeah.
Drunk.
Yeah.
And went back to the hotel and there was some lads fighting outside. I woke up to lads fighting outside in the hotel. And I remember in my dream, I was trying to stop people from coming through this door. I remember being in my dream going, fuck, I need to wake the fuck up. I need to wake the fuck up and being terrified.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That is.
And then another one where I tried to have a lucid dream. I looked it up and there's a way you can do it. Apparently you've got to lay on your back, hands down by your side, and then there's like a certain thing you got to do, like breathing or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tried it for a few nights, didn't work. And then one night it fucking worked. I remember being in this dream and I was trying to make myself fly.
Yeah.
But you know how your thoughts sometimes tumble?
Yeah.
And then you can't think straight.
Yeah.
It was like that. And I couldn't think straight enough to get myself to do it. And then I started thinking about other things and random things would happen. I remember being in the dream and that happened.
That's mental, man.
Swear to fucking God.
That's mental, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It sounds like utter bullshit, I know.
Well, yeah, but mental.
But it's the thing.
Yeah, totally.
Lucid dreaming is the thing.
Yeah.
And you can get yourself to do it. And there are people, apparently, who can get themselves to fly or see cool things or whatever.
So that's what I'd like to do. That'd be fucking...
Yeah.
Because I've had some recurring dreams before when I was a kid. I remember there was like this witch that was after me. I was in a children's home, apparently. Like, I've never been in a children's home before. But I was in a children's home and she was trying to kill all the kids in the children's home. Ooh. I had about three dreams. And the last dream, the witch got a haircut. And the hairdresser slit her throat. And I haven't had a recurring dream of the witch since.
That sounds like you were fucking haunted by a demon, mate.
Yeah, it does, thanks. Yeah. But do you know what I mean? It's weird. It's sort of like, almost like I fit, but it's like, did I fix it? Was that a sort of a lucid dream? I don't know. There's one that I remember really, really vividly.
Did you know you were in a dream? Because I believe that is...
I don't know.
The
That's
definition.
What
I'm using that as a definition of a lucid dream is you're dreaming. Inside the dream.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. I can't really remember. I remember these are just vivid dreams that I remember. I remember one where I was very young. And for some reason, I was driving my dad's car to Tesco's, like that local Tesco's, you know, Hampton.
Yeah, yeah.
And I drove around the car park, drove it through the shop, and then drove it home. And then I couldn't drive it home for some reason. Like, I could drive it all the way there, but as soon as I realised I was driving, I couldn't drive anymore. I think so. Maybe that was a lucid dream.
Well, that's the thing. Like, when your thoughts sort of
because I remember just not being able to drive anymore, and I'm just like, what? And obviously, because I'd realise I'm an 8 year old child, I can't drive, and then suddenly I couldn't drive the car. Whereas beforehand, I was driving the car.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I don't really dream anymore. I'm a cannabis smoker.
And I haven't had a dream since now.
Yeah, and you don't dream very often when you smoke. So
really,
I don't really dream very often, which is sometimes quite nice because you know, nightmares. Like, my brain is so vivid. The pictures that I see are so vivid. Like, nightmares are awful.
Yeah,
so,
I can fucking imagine.
That's why I just I'm actually quite happy
just
to not
desperately
dream.
Desperately, smoking. Weed.
Isn't it, man? Mate, I used to have dreams.
I don't want to see the demons again, Mark.
I used to have dreams of like my whole family just losing everything, and like for some reason, I went like home and the house was just like on a desert. Like it was just everything was gone, and like my family were crying. I've had dreams where all my family have died.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I have that. You know, I have like, those are my main sort of dreams.
I've woken up
crying so many times.
Oh, I have.
It fucking scares the shit out of me. And you just think, what's happened? Yeah, when you feel guilty about something, and you're like, what's happened? Oh, wait a minute. I was just dreaming. Mental, man.
I had a dream the other night where I'd murdered someone.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was really anxious because the police were getting close.
Yeah.
Trying to hide this body, all that. And I woke up anxious as fuck. Like, for, you know, the first second when you wake up and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Woke up anxious as fuck. And I was like, oh my God, thank fuck, that was a dream.
Yeah.
And like you say, woken up, like, really upset before. I think I had a dream where my grandma, she's dead now.
Yeah.
But she was dead. And I woke up, bawling my eyes out from that. And it's just fucked up.
That's so fucking weird. What your brain can do is just phenomenal, isn't it?
When it's switched. Turn yourself off, mate.
You meant to be resting, but it's just as apparently your brain is just as active when you're asleep as you are when you're awake. Almost like it's very, you know, it's just a different part of your brain that's working, or it's doing different things. Yeah, it really is mental.
Makes you think.
I'm sure there's ways that we can use our brain that we don't know about yet.
100%.
We just got to work out how to do it, I suppose. But that's why I think, you know, like people, like there's a guy I follow on Instagram called James Smith PT. He's a, you know, quite a stand-up guy, quite like a sort of real guy about shit. Like he answers questions quite honestly, and he's a, you know, he tries to be a good PT.
As opposed to a fake guy.
Well, yeah, as opposed to be a PT that, you know, like those fucking influencer PTs that are just doing nothing. Like he has a bit of a beef with Joe Wicks because he believes that Joe Wicks is really just a chef and, like, he's not really, because what James Smith basically is, he's all about a calorie deficit. It's like, if you want to lose weight, it's calorie deficit. Don't try and fucking do HIIT workouts in your living room and all that sort of shit. He was like, start off with getting a calorie deficit and then build your exercise into it. So that's why you lose fat. There's no other way. And do you know what I mean?
He's right.
Yeah. And he's that sort of guy. And I quite like him. But he gets asked quite a lot about the Wim Hof technique, about being like cold, because he can obviously like alter his body temperature and stuff. I think we've spoken about Wim Hof before on the podcast. And he just doesn't believe in it. He just thinks, oh, that's fucking bullshit. And why would I want to do that anyway? I'd prefer, you know, I don't like the cold. I just prefer to live my life, blah, blah, blah. Which is a fair opinion to have, and I understand why.
He doesn't believe Wim Hof can do
it. I think he believes he can do it, but he just doesn't understand why you put yourself through it. He's just like, why don't I want to do that? Why would I do that? You know, but whereas Joe Wicks, for example, he's bought an ice bath. He does, you know, the cold. And I think there must be benefits to that sort of stuff. There's got to be. Otherwise, why would you not, you know, why would you do it? And why would, yeah.
The fact that you can do it alone is pretty fucking incredible anyway.
Yeah. Well, we can, you know, our skin's tough. Do you know what I mean? We can survive
a
lot.
With your body.
Just by making your brain work a bit harder. Yeah. You know, you can wake up and you can, you know, fall asleep for half an hour and wake up in half an hour. You can do those sort of things. Your brain, you know, it's clever. Mm. You know, I remember everything. Do you know what I mean? I don't seem to have a delete button in my head. Everything is just stored, you know? Mm. So it's like, it's a wonder, isn't it? It's mental how that sort of shit can happen.
I don't have a store button.
No, you don't, yeah.
I don't have a store folder.
I've got all of your fucking memory.
You have, mate.
Yeah. I just took it. Right, the expandable driving. Obviously, I don't remember everything. There's some shit, obviously, I forget. Like, you know, oh shit, I forgot my keys. Oh shit.
Yeah.
There are those things I forget. But on the whole, if I make a point of remembering it,
I'll have a very good memory.
Yeah. I would like to do one of those tests, a memory test.
See, this is the thing. My brain wanders far too much.
Yeah.
I think I might have ADHD or something.
Yeah, maybe.
But, like, I'll be trying to concentrate on it, and then my brain will just wander onto something else. The wall behind there.
Yeah.
Look at the ceiling. Oh, what is that? Hold on, what am I supposed to be doing? About?
Yeah, totally.
And it takes me a lot of energy to try and focus in on something. I've just got
no
focus.
No, I've got a short attention span,
yeah.
As well, it's fucking, it's fucking pain in the ass sometimes, like when I forget what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Isn't it? But that ties into, like, well, I can't fucking read a book anymore.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, I miss reading.
But what's happened?
Yeah, well, I think it's social media. It's what it is.
It's the world we're living in.
It's short gratification. That's all it is. Yeah, and it's like, you know, you can watch a book in half
an
hour. You watch an episode or something. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's that's what it is.
I find now, even if like a short video is too long, I'm like, nah.
Oh, mate, you know, 2 minutes, not doing that.
Fucking next.
I can't. I mean, I've always struggled. I struggle to work without putting music on because.
Do you?
I need, because my brain will just activate something else. I'll be doing some work, and when I used to do my sales job, I'd be sitting there working on a deal. Yeah, so in my head, I'm calculating different percentages, and you know how many screens I'm trying to sell, and I'm trying to fucking get everything sorted out. And then while I'm thinking about it, I'll be like, all right, so I've got a meeting tomorrow, and I've got to get this sorted. So I best quickly just start doing this. I'll just make sure I've got that ready, and then I've got this. And then I'm suddenly 3 jobs in, and I haven't even finished the first job. But
just
I've just
doing
started
bits
doing
of
other,
everything.
Yeah, and I have to then go back and because my old boss wouldn't let me have my headphones on my desk.
Really?
And I used to say to her, like, it really helps me concentrate. Like, I know we're a sales desk, and I'll have my headphones off while I'm not doing something. But whilst I'm doing something, it really helps me focus.
Yeah.
Like, it's not out of being rude or disrespectful to you or anybody else. It's just the fact that I really want to get these briefs done.
But why is that the instant go-to? Or you're being disrespectful, being rude?
That's what,
Well, no.
I'm just really working
different
hard.
Different people work different ways.
Yeah. Like, even if I'm here at my desk, sometimes I put the music on in my headphones rather than, like, out loud. Because that just focuses me. Having the headphones in my ears.
Having your own little world.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Little cocoon of
I need to get myself
music.
Away.
I think that's totally fair, mate. I think people should be able to...
Yeah,
work
think
out
so.
What the fuck works best for them.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, but she did eventually sort of we had a bit of an agreement. That was fine. And she was a great, you know, boss in a lot of respects. But yeah, that used to annoy me because it's just, it helps me listen. And you know, even at my job before that, they'd get pissed off at me. And I'd say to them, I really, really do work best like this.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to get the best out of me, well, you'd have to learn how to do, you'd have to learn how to work another way. Well, yeah, I want to.
What's the fucking point?
Yeah, and I'm too stumped for that shit. Yeah, exactly. I won't have anyone tell me what to do, as you well know. Yeah. And it's like, no. Life. Anyway, look, it's been a fucking long time, so I've got some questions for you. I've got four of them, but we're like 80 minutes.
Fuck off.
Yeah, yeah, man. This was meant to be a short episode.
This was really meant. We've just fucking bundled.
We have waffled, haven't we, for a long time.
Waffled like fuck.
Yeah, hopefully it's fun. Hopefully it's been entertaining to listen to.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, we hope that we have gratified your ears. we'll do a couple of these questions to sort of sandwich the podcast and we'll go home. So the first question I had was, you're walking in a forest. You found a black suitcase. Doesn't matter what colour it is. It could be any colour suitcase.
It's, well, is what's black to you might not be black.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Let's not fucking
we don't know that anymore. inside it holds £1 million and a piece of paper stained in blood with a single word, don't. Would you take the suitcase home? Or would you leave it there?
I mean, it seems a bit cursed, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know my thoughts on Ouija boards.
Yeah.
Don't fuck about.
Yeah.
But £1 million.
£1 million.
I could hire a priest.
For less than £1 million, mate.
To part of that.
Yeah.
To decurse me.
Yeah, exactly.
I could hire, and if it was a physical threat,
well, you'd be dead.
Hire a bodyguard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it depends how quickly, because if you take it off and it's like a pressure plate and you die, then you ain't got enough time to hire a bodyguard, are you?
I mean, if we're talking that, then big stick.
But what the don't could be, don't leave it here. Please take it home.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it?
I don't know.
Instructions unclear.
Got my
disc on the ceiling fan. I was going to say that.
Literally going to say the same thing, mate.
I mean, I'm weirdly superstitious with karma.
Yeah, me too, man.
And I can be quite an anxious person.
Yeah, me too, man.
I can be an overthinker.
Me too, man.
So I'm like, I'm looking at that. Well, £1 million. First of all, I haven't earned that.
No.
I've not, and it's not.
It wasn't
like,
yours when you got there?
It wasn't
mine
when I got
there.
Didn't
have it before, did you?
And it's not like I've won it or anything like that on the lottery, which is fair and square.
Yeah.
So first things first, I'd feel very undeserving.
Yeah.
Which would fucking plague me for a start. And then the cursedness of the don't. I mean, £1 million though.
Yeah.
But then I'd have to launder it.
You'd have to somehow put it into
somehow.
Yeah.
Launder the cash for it to be remotely useful for me. Unless I use it as spare change for the rest of my fucking life until Pfizer money runs out.
Fiat money,
that's the one. Pfizer.
That's vaccination.
That is, sorry. I'm always getting them two mixed up.
Yeah, always.
Always, you know
you're,
me.
You're big into the vaccination and currency market, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hand in hand.
Yeah. It's just all the Pfizers and the Fiats, all up in my brain. And that's the thing, because £1 million, now, getting £1 million would be, right, that's my house sorted, that's the car sorted.
Yeah.
I can start my own little business.
Yeah.
Start getting.
You can do that for free. OnlyFans. That's.
There is that. Yeah.
There is that.
But I got by the penis reduction.
Oh, yeah. We could to get it into the.
To fit it into the camera.
Camera, yeah.
Ridiculous. Moving on. So to have that amount of money and not being able to use it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know a fucking money launderers. Do you?
No. I don't think that's a profession. I don't think you go to Yellow Pages and find money launderers.
But I wouldn't know how to do it.
No.
Efficiently.
Well, you would do it. Well, under the radar. Well, what you would do is
you'd
set your own business up, which you're already going to do anyway, and then you would create fake jobs.
This is the thing. You'd have to start off with something so fucking small, it would just be an arse ache to do it. And all the while, you're looking behind your back going, who wrote the don't? I'd take it. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, so you would take it? Oh, fucking hell. I'm thinking at this point, you're not taking it. You're taking it.
No, but this is the thing. In my head, this is what's going on.
Fair enough. So you're taking the money then? You're saying,
I mean, I'd have to. It's a million fucking quid, mate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's life-changing money.
Yeah.
And as I've stated, don't be working.
Yeah, true. That's true,
mate.
I was very on the cards of saying, no, I'm not going to fucking take it. But you've made a convincing argument, and now you've convinced me to take it now,
too. I think it's despite all that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work ahead.
There's a lot of anxiety ahead. Yeah. That's fair, mate. That's fair.
It's freedom.
Yeah, it is a bit of freedom.
Financial freedom.
Yeah, for a little bit. A million quid's not going to last you for your life.
No. But you can free yourself from working for someone else. You can get a few.
You can at least get mortgage free. Because once you're mortgage free.
Be a bastard landlord.
Yeah.
Get on Channel 4.
Yeah. Create a couple of HMOs. get other people in HMOs.
What we'll do, we'll separate a 4-bed house into a 6-bed house. Oh. And we'll charge 600 quid a room.
Oh!
For young professionals. Yeah.
That's the best way to stimulate the market.
Yeah.
Make really expensive 1-bedroom flats. One-bedroom bedsits. For all these young people.
We've had that conversation before, haven't we?
It's fucking makes
me
mad.
Respect people for going out there making your own money.
Yeah,
make
a little
business. You'll obviously be very successful.
Yeah.
But it's off the back of charging people £600 a room.
Yeah.
You've bought a house.
Yeah.
You've separated what was a 4-bed, separated it into a 6-bed.
Yeah, there's no living room. There's no communal areas. Yeah.
Insane.
Madness.
Moving on.
HMOs.
And
so yeah, I would I'd take the suitcase too, mate. I'm having that. Should I do one more? Yeah, I'll do one more. If you were a superhero, which of your friends would you pick as your sidekick, and what would your respective powers be?
I mean, it'd probably have to be you, mate.
Yeah.
I don't like that many people.
Yeah, very true.
What are we doing? Are we going around fighting crime?
Whatever you want to
do. Because this is the thing. Now, I've thought about this a lot.
Yeah.
I used to build silos. I don't know if I've mentioned silos.
You do love a silo.
I fucking love a silo. Now, I remember I used to think, oh God, if I could move metal with my mind, so they're all made out of metal.
Yeah.
I could do this. Like, just charge like 10 grand a day. Just put it all together with my mind. Whoops.
Yeah, you could do that, like Magneto.
And just, fuck off. But then I think, oh, but I'd really like to fly.
Yeah. But if you're moving metal with your mind, you could make a metal board.
Do I just make a metal suit?
Or a metal suit, yeah. Yeah, would that work? Magneto can fly.
Because
he's repelling himself from the...
I'm always thinking about how to make fucking money out of this stupid thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Such the capitalist, William.
I know. I mean...
So you've got... Me and you, I'm your psychic. You're Batman, I'm Robin. Mm. You're moving metal with your mind, you're saying.
Mm.
What am I doing? What's my superpower?
I mean, what would be complementary to that? I mean, you can weld metal with your mind.
Great. Absolutely great. So you're moving all this metal and I'm going, yeah, let me just weld that together.
I think a stretchy person... Like the guy from the Fantastic Four would be really useful in terms of making money.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, I'm thinking like business wise.
Yeah.
Like build your silos, reach the spanner that you dropped.
Yeah. For sure, but why would you need me to do that if you're doing all with your mind though? Because all the bolts are metal, aren't they?
So
you bolt it all together.
Got, like the plastic tool. I don't fucking know. I don't know, mate. I don't know. Because we're going to come across jobs where I can't move it with metal, but then you can.
So am I super strong as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like whatever the Fantastic Four blokes, because he was stretchy,
Mr. Fantastic.
Super strong.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what comes up instantly in my head. I don't know. It's not the coolest of powers.
I think it's quite cool.
You can
to move metal.
Yeah, but you can make a cool business out of it, be really rich.
Yeah.
And we could fly.
Yeah,
fair enough. We'll just build a platform.
Yeah,
just have a metal platform, fuck off to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
What are they doing? Flying that. Just moving metal, mate.
Yeah, fair enough, mate.
Metal and bendy.
So I'm going to be a bendy guy.
Bendy.
Woo! You got the theme tune sorted as well. Fantastic.
What would yours be?
Oh, I fucking don't know. So obviously, my psychic would obviously be Beardy.
Do you know what? If I had a superpower, I wish I could fix this broken heart.
The only reason they brought that fucking question up is so I could say that. <That's>, is it? Yeah. That was not a big setup for that. Yeah, so if you were my psychic, what would I do? So, fuck knows. Like, what superpower do I want? Like, I'd like to be able to fly.
Mm.
Like, because a bit of flying would be fucking fantastic. But then, like, also probably quite tiring and cold. Maybe I'd like to be able to teleport.
You'd teleport?
Yeah, I'd like to just be able to bleep, bleep, zip, zip. I'd like to be able to
now
do that.
Now, you can think of anywhere on the planet and go there. Yeah. You don't have to see it.
Yeah, I can just look at a book and go, yeah, and there's
a sick power.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to do that.
Yeah.
The only thing that would scare me, though, is if I accidentally, like, teleport into the middle of something like I look
a person
at, yeah or like a, I look at a photo like, oh I'm gonna
Deborah you've transported into my wife.
Why are you inside Deborah? Get out of my wife.
Just watched his wife explode in front of him as a 6'4" man appears inside of her.
Hello.
Just turns into a pink mist.
Yeah, imagine that though.
Just they've bought a holiday in fucking Jamaica, or where would you like to go?
Jamaica.
Bali.
I'd love Bali. To Bali. No, but Bali's got really strict weed laws. So, yeah, Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Yeah.
I think they've got really strict weed
laws. I'd
just
like...
transport the fuck out of that one.
See? Done it. That's my superpower. I was able to fucking transport. I'd love to be able to teleport. I think that'd be really, really cool. But then, as you said, but then now I'm thinking you've maybe doubted now. Like, the reason it's hard to answer now because you've fucking brought business sense into it. And what could I do with teleporting? Do you know what I mean? Like, teleport myself.
Be a delivery driver.
Yeah,
you wouldn't be driving. You'd be beep, 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 beep. I mean, how fast can you do it? Do you know what I mean? Transport packages really quickly.
Yeah, it's getting straight there.
Are you strong? Or is it just... Oh.
Well, I hope that...
I'll take your table and chairs, but...
I would hope that any...
I can only take your table and then your chairs afterwards.
I would hope that any superpower would at least lend a bit of strength.
Yeah, exactly. Look, let's just say that is the given. We're a bit strong. We can see and hear better and smell better.
Yeah, exactly. You've got the heightened sense. Yeah. But yeah, I'd love to be able to teleport. I think teleporting would be great. But then I don't know what your job would be on side that. Maybe you'd just be really, really fast at like scanning labels, you know, and doing the admin. Just like you're like really fast at getting the admin sorted out.
Just as easily get an Audi checkout.
Yeah, that could be your superpower. You've got all of the training of being an out of checkout worker from never working at Audi.
Yeah. Have you been inside my brain?
Yeah.
How have you seen my dreams?
The new Amazon. 5-minute delivery. But yeah, but just be me doing it though. So if we got busy, that'd be really, really. So maybe you'd have to be able to teleport as well. Yeah. It'd be really fucking stressful. Maybe we could teleport other. Maybe if I could. Do it, I could zap it to. Oh, I don't know, it'd be fucking difficult. It'd be a lot of work, wouldn't it?
That would be.
It'd be a lot of fucking work. So maybe then, if not that, I'd like to be able to. Again, I don't know. Like, just be able to, like, manipulate, like, a bit like Wanda. Just be able to, like, manipulate, not like people's minds, but manipulate, like, the earth and stuff like that and build shit and just be able to just. That would be fucking
control
wicked.
Matter.
Yeah. Control the atoms. Mind. Yeah, that's what I'd like to do. Because then I could literally pretty much do anything.
Yeah, I mean, she can.
Yeah.
Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
She can do metal as well.
Exactly, you can be quicksilver.
Change my mind.
Yeah, well, we'd both be Wanda from WandaVision.
I just want to change my sidekick.
I'm pretty sure.
To Bearded. But his powers, he can grow his hands to 5 times their normal size.
So like someone's normal hands.
To the size of a normal human being. Just get that little jokey joke in there before we finish.
But yeah, I think that'd be great. So we're both going to be Wanda. So Wanda is the best fucking. Wanda is probably the best hero in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, I mean she's the best powerful. Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Second to Jarvis, really. Jarvis, what was his name? Not Jarvis. What's his fucking name?
Vision.
Vision. Sorry, he originated from Jarvis.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Is that his name, Jarvis?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
He's automated service, isn't it? So, yeah, he's fucking... Yeah, I mean, he was great, but he's a robot, so it's a bit different, isn't it?
Mm.
But, yeah, Wanda was fucking great. Like, really, really fucking... I can't wait for some more Wanda shoot to come out. Wanda Vision.
Thanos.
Oh, mate. Oh. I've read so much about the Marvel Cinematic Universe recently, but you know what? We'll discuss that probably in next week's episode.
Yeah. I mean, we are 95 minutes in.
Yeah, I'm hoping I've got at least 5 minutes to cut out of this or more. So, mate... fucking lovely, lovely Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. Cheers, old boy.
Cheers, old boy.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you very much, guys.
Bye.
Gross.
Thanks, guys, for listening to The Nerve with Ethan and myself. We'd really appreciate all the positive feedback we can get, so please subscribe and leave a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app if you can. And if you'd like to get in touch, please do, because we need the content. Email us at thenerve@calltothefaithful.com. You can also find us at Call to the Faithful on Instagram, at CTTFBand on Twitter. We love you. Bye.